Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday morning, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. Things are still a little bit in the cool side, but they're beginning to warm up. The ground is changing temperature quickly. The lawns are beginning to turn green. And it's time to get out in the yard and get the work done. And some planting at the same time. Spent the last few days with my spare time getting the weeds pulled and bark mulch put down, and planted my first crop of pansies to brighten up the yard. The bulbs are looking good. The forsythias in bloom. My snow fountain weeping cherry is all in bloom right now. And if you're looking for a small tree, something that will get up around 10 to 12 feet tall, spread about 6 to 8 foot in diameter, a great tree to put in a triangular shaped garden or in a narrow area in a planting bed, but with spectacular results, is this wonderful snow fountain. And you can tell by the name, it's a white flowering cherry. Beautiful. Looks like a big umbrella. And when it gets done blooming, then you prune it back and give it the shape that you want, because it will produce another 18 to 24 inches of new growth. So when it finishes blooming, that's when you would cut it back, create the shape that you want, and it will make some new growth and be absolutely beautiful. It's not a long blooming tree, but it's delicate. It stands out right now, absolutely magnificent. And something, if you're looking for a focal point, or again, a small tree in a small garden, it's called a snow fountain weeping cherry. And it's a double flower. But the flowers are small, but there's many, many flowers on the tree itself. Now, if you've got more room and you like the idea of a weeping cherry, there is a pink one. And the pink will get 2 to 3 times to 4 times larger in size. And the flowers are probably 3 to 4 times the size. Each of the flowers themselves will be as big as your thumb. And this one is pink. And it's absolutely gorgeous. So if you want to keep it small, the snow fountain, and if you've got some room and you like the looks of something that's weeping, like an umbrella, the shape of an umbrella, then the pink variety is just gorgeous and will create a lot of character and interest in your yard and in your garden. And what I do is, when I get ready to prune, I'll cut the branches so they are 4 feet from the ground. So from the ground, I measure up roughly 4 feet, cut everything so it's even, and that will allow you some room underneath the tree to put perennials, to put annuals, to put some small growing shrubbery that will give you color at a different time of the year. But these are two very, very beautiful. And coming in bloom shortly will be the many varieties of cherries that are upright, more in the shape of a V. And these are small flowering varieties and double flowering varieties in whites and also in pink. Again, beautiful blooms during late April into May. And the doubles are plants that will take a little bit more wind. The single flowering varieties, like the snow fountain and any of the others that are single blooming, because there are fewer petals on the blossoms, if you get into a stormy period, there's a chance that some of the flowers will blow off and it will not bloom as long. So the double flowering varieties will bloom a lot longer for you. And what I did is some of my snow fountain branches grew too much last year. So I pruned them up as I was cleaning out the bed, brought the branches, they're 2 to 2.5 feet long, put them in a tall vase of water, and right now they're in bloom on my kitchen table, filling the house with a nice, not a deep scent, but a similar smell that you would have outside, but mild. But just to see the white flowers on the kitchen table, it's beautiful. A little bit of forsythia added to it, and you really have some nice color. Now, if we can help you, the phone number to call is 855-660-4261. Give us a call now. We'll get you set up, and we'll try and get you motivated to get outside and take advantage of the good weather. It's been a long winter, and seems like all the storms came on the weekend when we could get some work done. But things have calmed down, and there's a lot of things that need to be done. Now, pruning. For those of you that have non-flowering plants, if they are evergreen, whether they are holly or yews, juniper, non-blooming evergreens, boxwood, they can be pruned at this time of the year. So look at the shape, look at the size, take out your pruners, your loppers, stay away from electric because it makes it too easy, and your shrubbery all of a sudden that looked nice and natural becomes pointed or rounded or square, and you lose the uniqueness, the character of that particular plant. So try and do it by hand if at all possible. Unless you have a hedge, then it is okay to use electric, because that's going to be a lot of work. Now, non-blooming deciduous plants, plants like burning bush, privet hedge, these two plants do not bloom, and if they're getting to be out of control, now is the time to get the pruning done before they start to grow. So if you've got a burning bush, you put it in front of the house, it's beginning to block part of your window, you can remove as much as a third of the plant. So if your plant is 6 feet tall, you can remove 2 feet of foliage all the way around and control the size so that it doesn't block the light coming into your home and doesn't take over the planting bed. If you have a privet hedge, and the privet hedge is either getting too tall, too wide, or is thinning out at the bottom, you can cut that back by a third or more. Fertilize it, and it will come right back. But you have to walk up to the plant and say to yourself, and to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good. Okay? So there's a lot that needs to be done. And if we can help you, 855-660-4261. It's also time to put down the crabgrass control. And we'll talk about that right after these messages.
Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonine Moltox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamental with Bonine oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores and the insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plant, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur sprays contain no chemicals, and it works.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide. To control insects and diseases in all of your gardens, that's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your text, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Give us a call. Tom, who do we have up first this morning?
First up, we've got Jack from Scituate, Mass. with a question about trimming his roto.
Jack, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I was just telling your producer, it's great we get you from on the bounce across the water from your base on the from your station on the Cape.
Wonderful, well, thank you.
When the weather is good, I'm calling to follow up on your introduction about trimming roadies. We have a big roadie in the house we moved into a couple of years ago, and I've done some superficial trimming to keep it down. It was let go, and to keep it down, it obscures a big picture window, and it's much too big. And I've had good luck following your instructions here and in our past home on controlling roadies and trimming them. But this one, I've got to do something a lot more severe, and this applies to some PJMs, not nearly to the same degree, but once you get inside them, the big heavy growth that maybe is almost as thick as your wrist, where do you cut those so you don't wind up with a stump? You wind up with shoots coming back out of them.
Okay. The thing that you have to say to yourself is, any flowering evergreen should be pruned when the blooming cycle is beginning to go by. So your PJM is coming into bloom or is in bloom right now. So as soon as you see that the PJM, which is that beautiful pink or lavender flower, begins to shatter and some of the blossoms are falling, then you would cut it back. And you're going to do it with hand pruners or loppers. Don't use electric shears, because then you end up with a rounded looking plant and it's not as beautiful to look at. And the same thing with your large leaf rhododendron that traditionally will bloom during late May, June, or even into early July, depending on the variety. So when the flower starts to look dirty, it's beginning to shatter, that's when you would prune, because When a flowering cycle ends, then the new foliage will begin to develop on the plant. And what you need to do is, you can't say to yourself, I'm going to whack it right down, and then it will come back, but it's going to look a little rough for a year. So what I try and do is do a major pruning, but do it over a two-year period. So look at your plant and prune every other branch, and you can prune it back by as much as one-third. So if your window is 6 feet off the ground, your plant is 7 to 8 feet tall, then you can take as much as 2.5 to 3 feet, but take a branch here and a branch there throughout the plant to kind of move it in and move it down. And what's going to happen is the new growth that will develop just below where you made the cut. And you may have like a whirl of growth, 6-8 inches in height, that will form this year. Next year, when the blooming cycle goes by, then you remove the remaining half or third of your plant so that you can bring it down 2 to 3 feet, no problem at all. Now, if it's just massive and you really need to whack it back, then, again, wait until it's done blooming, because it's full of buds right now. And if you prune it, you've waited a whole year for the flowers to come, and by cutting it now, you're going to lose them all. So they'll be in bloom in the next 6 weeks. When they get done blooming, prune it, but you need to have foliage remaining on the plant when you're done cutting it back. So create a pleasing shape, whether it's a mound or something that's broad and spreading. But say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good. And as long as you leave some tips with growth on them, it will redevelop. And then feed it.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and plant home fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Bonnie knows when you plant something, it keeps on giving. Growing from friend to neighbor to community. Generations of gardeners have trusted Bonnie for fresh, healthy vegetable and herb plants. Rely on Bonnie for quality plants, help, and support. Bonnie, gardening with you since 1918. BonniePlants.com.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben's Discount Supply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben's Discount Supply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702, or click Ben's Discount Supply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben's Discount Supply.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no churning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Cotton Club. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Belgrade Lakes, Maine, and she's got a question about onions.
Sandy, good morning. How can we help you with your onions this morning?
Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Good morning.
another beautiful day in paradise.
It is. It's gorgeous outside.
I started my onions from seed again, and last year I got them in awful late because I was preparing the bed. It was a new bed. This year it's ready. But I'm concerned the soil temp is around 45 and the air temp right now is around 38 in the morning. Is it too early to set them out if I cover them up with a little straw?
My job today is to plant my onion sets. I bought onion plants rather than sets, and I'm going to be planting mine today. I have two bunches of red, I have two bunches of white, two bunches of yellow, and after the program, I'm going to go to my local Agway and get some shallots, and then next weekend, I'll be planting my leeks. So this is the time, and I do exactly as you. The weather is, compared to last year, the weather is colder, and the ground is also colder. But, you know, you've got to get started. We're in the third week, fourth week of April. We're going to be in May soon, and the onions need to go in while the ground is still cold. So, as I said, this afternoon I'm going to be planting my bunches of onions that I bought. Next week will be leeks. Shallots will go in. And I do exactly as you. I cultivate the garden. I get all the weeds out. I'll add some compost to it from my compost tumbler that I've made.
Definitely.
Blend all that in. And then I set my onions. Now, the secret with onions is to plant them shallow. So they want to go in the ground no deeper than 1 inch. And I space my onions 3 inches apart. Now, the only onion that goes further apart is if you're growing the Kelsey onion. And the Kelsey onion will get to be the size of a softball, and each onion will weigh 2 to 3 pounds a piece. So they need some room.
So how far apart did you say?
I put mine 3 inches apart.
Okay.
And I put the row about 6 inches apart, and I try and stagger them. And then once they're all planted, then I'll buy a bale of salt marsh hay or straw, and I'll put a light coating on it. That way, if you do get a cold night, and we are bound to get some cold weather still, you've got that straw on top of it that will absorb the heat of the day and will give you a protective covering from the frost. And the onion seedling will poke up through it as the ground warms up. You'll leave that straw right on the ground. It will help to control the weeds. And then at the end of the year, you turn the straw or the salt marsh hay over, and it becomes organic matter. Now, what I do is I'll take the end of my hoe, and I'll dig a line from one end of the garden to the other, about 2 inches deep. I'll sprinkle in the trench. I have a granular seaweed that I'll put in there to give it some nutrition.
I love
and,
that stuff.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. And then I use a fertilizer called dynamite. And dynamite has been around a long time, has not had a lot of press. The company has been mostly in the box stores and now going to the garden center. But dynamite is a commercial time-release fertilizer. And when we had our nursery in Maine, we used it, and I'll tell you why. Osmocote, which is a great fertilizer, only lasts 3 months. Dynamite costs the same amount of money, but will last 90 days. So it lasts three times longer. So I'll sprinkle some right in the trench, take my hoe, scratch the seaweed and the dynamite fertilizer, set my seedlings in there 3 inches apart, firm the soil, and then put a light coating of straw, garden straw, or salt marsh hay, water it in well, and you're in good shape. And the thing that's nice, when you put the dynamite in, you only need to fertilize it once for the entire season. And that saves a lot of time, and it saves you money in the long run.
Is it okay instead if I just use the garden tone?
Yeah, the garden tone is good. And what you want to do, the garden tone will last 3 months. So you're planting it, let's say, May 1st. Okay, so May, June, July, August 1st, do it again. And that second application will really put some density and enlarge the onion. Now, the one thing that I found out about onions is they love to be watered. So when you get into July and August, when we get the hot, sticky, muggy nights and we've got the air conditioning on, water that garden 2 to 3 times a week, and you will not believe how fast and how large the onions are going to be.
Okay.
But the main thing that my father taught me a long time ago, he would always put his onions in so they were 3 inches deep. And they never got as large. And then a neighbor said, Roland, you're planting them too deep.
Mm-hmm.
Plant them an inch deep. And so that half of the onion will actually be out of the ground.
Yep. I learned that from a microbiologist from Colby College 2 years ago. I went over to his garden, and his onions were almost entirely out of the ground.
Yeah.
And I said, I don't understand. Is this something different? He said, no, that's the way I do it. And they were huge.
And that's the whole secret. And people who plant onions, and they get these little onions that are, you know, 1 and 2 and 3 inches in diameter, if they had planted the onions shallow, closer to the surface, the onions would be a lot larger. Now, leeks, on the opposite, they want to be deep, and they want to be in the trench and gradually filled. But onions and shallots, they want to be planted shallow, and it makes a big difference in the quality and the end result of your plant. And the other thing is, check your soil to make sure there's no moss. Onions like it neutral. So if there's moss, either in the garden or around the grass near the garden, then add some lime or Magic Cal or Turf Turbo to the garden.
I've just been adding wood ash.
Yeah, wood ash is wonderful.
Yeah.
But
I grew onions that were 5 inches last year, and I'm eating them still right now out of the fridge, and they are, I got it from Johnny Seed, and they are fantastically incredible still.
Yep, I'm still eating shallots and onions from my garden from last year also, and
I have
garlic.
One quick thing to point out. I'm an entomologist. You've talked about Granular 8. It's a great product for wireworms. And one thing I didn't know about wireworms is that they stay in the larval stage for up to 3 years.
Yes.
Did you know
and
that?
And it's been, I knew that they stayed in the ground in a long time. And I was so excited. I went to a trade show, and they were introducing all the new products. And I'm looking at this Granular 8 because it said new for this year. And I looked at the label, and it said wireworms. And we have not had a product in the gardening industry for 5 years or more that would control wireworms. And if you're growing potatoes,
yep,
wireworms can, or yeah, carrots and turnips and beets. We had a product called Diaznon. And Diaznon, it expired. It was not what people wanted, so they let the patent expire. And we went for a 5 or 6 year period with nothing for soil-related insects.
Oh.
And this 8 granular made by Bonide Lawn and Garden will take care. And I had a wicked slug problem in my garden. I started using the 8 granules, and it took care of the wireworm in the potatoes. It took care of the cutworms that were cutting my green peppers and my tomatoes, and it took care of the slugs and the snail in the garden all at the same time. So I'm a believer. It's a safe product. It breaks down quick, but it gets the insects early in the season so they don't have a chance to multiply.
Yeah,
so,
just
I'll tell you.
People aren't confused because a lot of hardware stores don't carry it. It's not the powder. It's granular, just so people aren't, so they don't get the wrong product. There's a big difference.
Right. They
also
have to ask.
I want to say real quick before I get cut off that the adult form to look for of the wireworm is the click beetle. Do you know what a click beetle is?
Yes.
So that's the adult. So you want to, if you see them around, you want to kill them because that they're going to eventually mate and have babies and be wireworms. So I didn't know that. I didn't know what the adult was.
Yeah, and it's too bad, too, because you work so hard to have a good crop in the garden. The foliage looks good. You get all excited. You dig. And all of a sudden, your potatoes, your turnips, and other root crops, radishes, will have wireworms in them, and there's nothing that you can do. You've got to either toss them out or cut most of the potato and throw it away. But I'll tell you, there's 7 granular, and you have to ask for the granular. And if you look on the back of the bottle, it comes in a plastic container with a handle.
Yep.
And it's not a dust, it's a granular.
Hey.
Sprinkle it in the trench at the time of planting, and it will protect it for the whole year. And as you said, the nymphs will last in the ground for 3 years. So you've got to use it 3 years in a row to kill everything that's in there. But it's safe. And it will do the job. And it takes care of cutworms at the same time.
Ah, the sounds of a bygone era. What was once commonplace is now outdated. Kind of like most lawn care programs. Many of them merely treat issues like crabgrass and dandelions rather than treating what's causing them in the first place. Jonathan Green Lawn Care Solutions go beyond the surface to get to the root of the problem, the soil. Jonathan Green products create ideal soil conditions that allow grass plants to thrive. Jonathan Green calls it the new American lawn. With a powerful combination of organic lawn fertilizers and Black Beauty grass seed, you'll be on your way to growing a thick, healthy lawn. It's a more sensible and natural solution with real results. Take the right approach to a better lawn. The New American Lawn by Jonathan Green. Visit newamericanlawn.com to learn more and get your free New American Lawn Guide. That's newamericanlawn.com.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Pat from Candy, New Hampshire. Candia, New Hampshire, with a question about peach trees.
Pat, good morning. How can we help you out with your trees today? Hi, Pat.
Last spring, I set out 4 dwarf peach trees. They came dry root in the mail. And
okay.
The directions said that I should bury the grafting knob 2 inches deep and that only apples were supposed to be kept above ground. Well, now I went and read a book, and it said that they definitely should not be buried. They should be above ground, and I don't know what to do.
Okay. How does the plant look?
It looks fine. The buds are beginning to open.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I would do. You're in a cold climate. You have a tree that's a little bit more delicate than an apple. So a peach is more of a southern fruit, and they've had to graft it to a rootstock that will tolerate colder weather. So in the case of you planting it a little bit too deep, I would not be concerned. If you saw in the first year, and you would see it happen the first year, dieback, entire branches, leaves turning brown, then I would be concerned. But because the plant looks healthy, it's growing well, the additional 2 inches in the ground has created more insulation to protect the graft. Because, see, what they do is they'll grow a standard plant, a plant that will tolerate the cold weather in New England. And they get the root system well established. Then they cut the top off, throw it away, and then they take the hybrid that you wanted and they
fuse the two pieces together. They graft them. And they end up knitting their tissue together, creating a new plant, and a plant that is more resistant to the cold.
Yes.
So if the plant looks fine, leave it alone. I would fertilize it for the next 3 or 4 years with a good granular food, like Plant Tone, that's made by Espoma. It's a slow release organic, or Dr. Earth fruit and fruit tree fertilizer with probiotics nutrition. And the other thing that I would do is make a circle around your fruit tree about 18 inches in diameter all the way around. So a 3-foot circle, and add a couple of inches of pine bark mulch, compost, pine needles, seaweed, something like that.
Oh.
And that will keep the weeds out. It will make the tree look good, and it will eliminate the possibility of when you're mowing that you end up banging your lawnmower into the trunk of the tree, damaging it.
What about these paper wraps that you get and put around it? I put that around, and now I'm worried that there might have been something crawled up under that. Should I take that off?
The paper wrap is put around the tree for the first year.
Oh.
And the reason that you put the paper wrap on is to protect it against the sun, to prevent it from cracking. So what happens is, first thing in the morning, the sun rises in the east, and if this happens during the winter, as the sun comes up, it hits the trunk of your tree, and because the color of the stem is dark, it absorbs the heat. And the air temperature, let's say, is 20. Well, the trunk may be 30. As the day progresses, the trunk could be 50. The air could still be 20. When it sets, the trunk is 50. The air is 20. But it cools off very, very quickly, and it cracks. So the wrapping protects that.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at 2beyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or 2beyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237.